This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, this research in stem cells has really come a long way in the last few years, and I brought one of the industry leaders in the studio with me, Dr. Rick Ambrosiak. He is with Vitality Healthcare here in the Atlanta area. And Dr. Ambrosiak, let's start off clearing up a myth that a lot of people have, because I had it, that cord blood is different than stem cell.
Yeah, that's correct. There's several different areas that we can get stem cells from, and you can get stem cells, a form of stem cell from cord blood, but and there's several different methods of getting stem cells. You can get them from your own body, where you actually, that's called autologous stem cells, so you can get it from your own fat or your own bone marrow.
Oh, okay.
That's an old technique that's been around for 20 years, but the problem with it is that you get very few cells, maybe 5 or 10,000 cells using that method, and it's very painful to stick a big needle in your fat or to stick it in your bone. The other problem is that the cells that we get aren't very active. As the older we get, the fewer stem cells we have. But the other sources of stem cells that have been available for the last 20 years are umbilical cord stem cells. And we used to get them from blood, but the problem with blood products is there's a chance of infection and a chance of disease transmission. So, and allergy reactions as well. So we don't use that form anymore. The FDA actually told the labs that were using those types of stem cells that they needed to stop that method because of the risk of diseases. So the process we use, and the one we've used for the last 5 years, is actually using something called Wharton's jelly.
Wow.
And Wharton's jelly is from the umbilical cord matrix, which is not part of the blood vessels in the umbilical cord, but it surrounds the blood vessels. So there's no chance of disease transmission, no chance of allergies. And it's a pure form of getting what's called mesenchymal stem cells, which are the best stem cells that we use in our offices.
And I was looking at your website and watching the testimonials of people who had, football players with shoulders injuries and turf toe, and people who had back injuries and different things, ailments who have plagued them their whole life, and they've gotten relief and almost cured through the help of stem cells. Now, tell me how that works.
Yeah, it's amazing. What basically stem cells are they're our body's way to heal itself. So when we're young, when we're 2 or 3 years old, we had millions of these stem cells. And if you fell down and scraped your knee or you hurt yourself, within a day or two, you'd be back to normal. That's because of all these stem cells in our body. But even by the time we're teenagers, we only have 1/10 of that number. And the older we get, the fewer and fewer stem cells we have. And so that explains kind of why we age and our aging process. So by the time we're in our late 20s and 30s, we start having, our body breaks down. We start having arthritis. We start getting problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, a whole list of chronic problems. And basically, our body's not able to heal itself. We don't have the stem cells, enough of them to heal our bodies. But what we're able to do is get these stem cells from these healthy umbilical cords from healthy moms, and we go ahead and inject the cells into, you know, whoever has the problem, whether it's a pro athlete like one of the Falcons or anybody, an older person that's having knee problems.
And you are used, your facility is used by the Falcons.
I treat several athletes from more than one NFL team and different major leagues as well. But we treat people all over the country, really.
Does the needle have to go exactly where the pain is, or do you just inject it somewhere in the body and the stem cells know where to go?
Yes to both answers. Like if someone has an acute injury, like say one of the athletes has an elbow or a shoulder injury or a knee injury, then we'll inject right in that area. But if somebody's got pain all over their body, if their knees are, both knees are hurting and their back and their elbow, then we might just do an IV injection or an intramuscular injection. So really depends on what kind of problems people have. And when people come in for a consultation, we're able to sit down and figure out what's best for them.
Because, you know, you hear people who have arthritis and they're getting these very painful cortisone shots in the actual joint or in the muscle, and that sounds very painful.
Those can be. And the problem with, especially with steroid shots, is steroids actually break down tissue. corticosteroids that we used to give them all the time to everybody, but then people still get them all the time. But the problem is they're actually bad for our bodies. They actually break down the tissue that we inject them into. So, and actually causes things like osteoporosis, actually causes fractures, makes your ligaments and your tendons, all those tissues weak. So it may relieve pain for a short period of time, a matter of days or weeks, or maybe a month or two. But actually during that time, it breaks that tissue down and makes it weaker.
So how long will an injection of stem cells last?
Well, for say a joint, if somebody comes in with a bad knee that's got arthritis in it, or they have like a cartilage tear or an injury, something like that, when we do a treatment, it's a one-time injection and it can last for 10, 20, 30 years.
You are kidding me.
No.
I have suffered with hip pain for years that wakes me up every night. And you're saying with one injection that could be over.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, definitely.
And I've been told it's bursitis.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
The stem cells will help heal bursitis, tendonitis, any kind of inflammation that's in an area of the body that the stem cells are at. They can definitely heal it.
And anyone who's listening knows that when you have a part of your body that chronically hurts, it just is, it's debilitating mentally and physically. It just wears you down.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I see people that have been suffering in pain for years. Like they'll be in pain management. They'll see a pain doctor. They're getting pain pills prescribed every week or month. They get epidural shots, steroid shots, all these different things to try to help their pain. But none of it's, they're all Band-Aid solutions and nothing lasts. But the stem cells actually heal the tissue. It actually regenerates the tissue. It's unbelievable.
It's because it's going to the root of the problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's going right to the root of the problem and it's actually fixing the problem. Whereas all these other treatments, the pain pills, they just mask the problem. The steroid shots, all this other stuff, it just masks the problem. It doesn't treat what's wrong. It doesn't treat the cause of the pain.
Okay, I'm just going to throw some maladies at you and tell me if stem cells can help it or not. Fibromyalgia.
Definitely, yeah.
Because that's inflammation.
Yeah, exactly. Inflammation is a big thing that stem cells help.
Okay, fatigue.
It can help fatigue as well, yeah. Usually fatigue's tied in with other health issues and problems, but it can help that as well, along with, the inflammation is the key there.
Okay, sleep problems.
They can. That's more of if the sleep problems are coming from pain or issues like that, they can help with that.
Okay, you hear a lot of people, especially diabetics, who have problems with their feet. Can this help their foot problems?
Neuropathy is the term that we use for people that have numbness, tingling, any kind of burning sensations in their feet from diabetes. Stem cells have been shown all across the world. There's a lot of several really good research studies showing that neuropathy is one of the few conditions that stem cells can treat that nothing else will help.
Why is there not a clinic on every corner next to a Starbucks?
Good question. Unfortunately, our medical system is geared towards pharmaceutical companies. They're worth billions of dollars. And if you go to your regular doctor and you sit in the lobby long enough, you'll see these people coming in with dresses or nice suits, and they'll bring coffee and donuts to the doctors, and that's the pharmaceutical reps. Their job is to sell drugs to the doctors. I've dealt with them for years and years and years, and unfortunately, a lot of these drugs have more side effects than they do have good things for people. And we're the only country in the whole world that allows pharmaceutical companies to advertise on TV. And you'll watch one of these commercials, and the first 5 seconds, it sounds great. It's the best thing in the world. I got to get it.
Ask your doctor if so-and-so is right for you.
After that, you hear about 30 seconds worth of side effects and problems.
Right,
and
side effects. Possible death.
Yes, very, excuse me, very scary. But the great thing about stem cells is there's no serious side effects, no serious complications. No one's ever had to go to the hospital because of a stem cell treatment. It's amazing.
Okay, what about people who have large joint, people who have looking at maybe a hip replacement or a knee replacement where the body is just worn out?
Yeah.
Where you have bone on bone and you're facing surgery.
I see that every day in my office. And the amazing thing is that the stem cells can actually regenerate that whole joint. They can take bones that are rubbing one on top of each other where people are having severe pain, And within 3 to 9 months, they can transform that joint to look like it's a new joint.
Wow, without surgery.
Without surgery, with just one injection.
One injection.
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible. And we see that all the time.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Is it covered by insurance?
Not at all.
Not at all.
There's no insurance in the entire world that covers stem cells right now, unfortunately. And again, it's a lot of politics behind this. Like I mentioned, the drug industry is tied so heavily to our conventional medical industry. It's terrible. And it's sad. A lot of even really good physicians, they make their income doing surgery. So the more surgeries they do, the more income they make. If we cut that down by a third or a half, they're not going to make money. So there's a lot of education that needs to go on. A lot of people need to learn about stem cells, what they can do, what types of stem cells there are. But right now, this treatment is available. It's amazing, and it works.
I can't believe that such a remarkable, amazing treatment is such a hidden gem that we're not being told about because of lobbyists and pharmaceutical companies and those who are profiting from pills.
Yeah, it's sad, but I compare it to the car industry. Like back in the 1990s when GM had developed an electric car called the EV1.
I drove one.
Okay, you know all about it.
I know all about the Saturn.
So they had thousands of these in California, but they leased them to everybody. And what happened is GM made a deal with the big oil companies to get rid of the cars because they didn't want electric cars. So they took them all back and they actually destroyed them. They were great cars, but
they were fantastic cars. It was such an
the oil industry
waste.
Didn't want electric cars. They wanted us to go to the pump every week and spend money at the gas pump. So money makes this world go around, unfortunately, and big money especially. But this is a miraculous, amazing treatment that actually works and helps people feel better, get better. So I'm just very fortunate and blessed to be able to help people, and this is the best way I've ever been able to help people as a doctor.
Well, I'd say so, Dr. Rick Ambrosiak. What is a website where people can log on to your website?
Sure. I'm part of a network, Vitality Healthcare, so vitalityhccs.com is one of our websites, but our local one here in Atlanta and in Georgia, it's SVLC, Sam Victor Larry Charlie.co. That's short for company.
Okay, don't put com, .co.
Correct.
Okay, so because I made the wrong mistake. Okay, when we come back, a couple more questions for Dr. Ambrosiak. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I know a lot of you are excited about the information that we're talking about, the revolutionary stem cell treatments that can be done to you to relieve chronic conditions and pain and fatigue and other abnormalities that are going on in your body. And I'm here with Dr. Rick Ambrosiak. Has a clinic here off Far Road, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Or you want to go ahead and give the location and how to
get
in touch?
Sure. We're located at 240 Far Road Northeast, right across from Atlanta Fish Market and right down the street from American Cut. Those are a couple of restaurants people recognize pretty easily.
Yeah, right in the center of Buckhead.
Yeah, right near the shops of Buckhead there. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so what about people who suffer from lupus and MS and other autoimmune disorders?
Yeah. What's really exciting is stem cell therapy has been shown to treat not only osteoarthritis that we talked about or acute injuries that you see in athletes or an older anyone, but it actually helps with things like degenerative disc disease, neuropathy we mentioned earlier, and autoimmune diseases. So things like multiple sclerosis, things like Parkinson's disease even, Alzheimer's disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. There's a list that grows every single day of conditions that stem cells have been proven to treat and help.
Yeah, what is the research coming down the pipe on stem cells right now?
Well, really, I feel stem cells are as big a revolution in healthcare as like when antibiotics were discovered 100 years ago. Because they basically can heal any and every condition, in my opinion. So it's just a matter of, finding out what dosage and how many of the stem cells, will help this person in this condition, that type of thing. Unfortunately, it's going to take quite a while to get all this research back, but a lot of research is going on, not in our country, but in all around the world, in Europe and in China, all over the place with stem cells. And it's amazing what we're finding. They're just really our body's way of healing itself.
Well, it's an amazing thing that research has shown us and that is available to us now. And if you want more information, how do you want folks to get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with us at our website. Again, svlc.co, samvictorlarrycharlie.co. As well, you can just come visit us at our location in Far Road here in Buckhead.
Okay. And the name of it's called Southern.
We have two offices that work together. Vitality Healthcare is the group that I'm part of that mm-hmm. we do stem cell work. And then I also have a state-of-the-art office that does vein and laser work called Southern Vein and Laser Center.
Okay, great. Well, this is revolutionary, and I know that it's going to help a lot of people who have suffered a very long time. So thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us, and we'll look forward to helping you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, the name Panokeratasis has been part of history for many, many years in this city and part of culinary royalty. And I have Panokeratasis in the studio to debut the family's first cookbook. And I'm surprised at that, Chef Pano, to be honest with you.
I am too. With all that Dad's done, I always wanted him to get into this and make a book. And we're happy that this one is finally here.
Well, you are part of the legendary Buckhead Life Group. You are the executive chef of all the Buckhead Life restaurants, and you have Kima. And tell me about your restaurant, first of all, and your vision for the restaurant and how that's evolved.
Yeah, so Kima started out as a very serious seafood Greek restaurant where, you know, we're flying in fish from all over Greece and grilling them and serving them and cooking them whole. And while we still do that today, the appetizers and the other entrees and have evolved. And so Kima really is this well-rounded restaurant. People are coming there for the appetizers in the lounge.
Yeah.
And sometimes not getting entrees. And then sometimes they're in the dining room doing the whole full deal.
Now, I was just talking to you, and you have live music in the lounge on Thursday nights. That's awesome.
Yes, we always have live music in the lounge on Thursdays. And the new lounge menu, it's an under 10 menu, which means all the mezze, and there's about 22, 24 of them, they're all under $10. So 7, 8, 9, and you can get the octopus, you can get the tuna tartare, you can get the calamari pasta, all of which are in the cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the lounge. So people are coming in, they're having fun, and they're doing multiple tastings there.
Now, what I love about your family is you're very close-knit. You've been in the Atlanta area in the restaurant industry for how many years?
Dad started Panos and Paul's back in 1979. So we've been here for quite some time.
And if you're an old-school Atlantan, Panos and Paul's has fond memories for you.
Absolutely. That's where everybody went for their anniversary, their birthday, the big business deal, the celebration, athletes, actors, actresses.
And you grew up in the restaurant.
I grew up around that restaurant. I used to go in when I was 8 years old, and my brother and I would fiddle around in the prep area, stuffing the little crocks with escargot and topping them off with puff pastry.
But you also grew up in the kitchen with your yaya.
Oh, yeah. My mother's mother, my yaya, she lived with us from the time I was 8 as well, after her husband had passed away, my grandfather. So we grew up with the real deal Greek cooking machine in the home. She made bread 3 days a week. She cooked every single night. She would go to the grocery store, not only for today, but in mind with tomorrow. And so their house was almost like being run like a restaurant. And with everything Dad had on his plate, he would work from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, but he would come home especially just for dinner. Like to think it was to be with my brother, sister, and I, but I think we all know he was coming home for those meals that my grandmother was making.
So the meals that you're serving at Kima, would you say those are some of the recipes that you learned from your grandmother?
Yes. Not only are the recipes sort of from my grandmother, but the more so the flavors. So she taught me the flavors of Greece.
Okay, and tell me about those.
Yeah, so she taught me about the usage of salt, pepper, oregano, lemon juice, olive oil, and how to incorporate all of those into the recipes that she was creating. Then you add into the spices, whether it was cumin or coriander, and development of flavors with herbs such as rosemary and thyme. And then, of course, you know, some of her favorite vegetables to cook with are the ones that everybody loves to cook with. Onions, garlic, and just the flavors keep going and going. So growing up around her meant, you know, getting into the kitchen and tasting. Every day I used to come home from school, the aromas in the kitchen were there. I'd walk in there, I'd say hello, she'd pull me over to the stove, she always had a spoon, she wanted me to taste what was cooking to see what I thought, what she was doing. So little did I know I was being trained for Kima in this cookbook.
Did you think that you would do any, say in the high school years, did you think that you would do anything else other than be a chef? I mean, did you have any other aspirations?
You know, I at one time thought I could get into becoming an architect because I love looking at homes and magazines and structures and all that good stuff. But, you know, I started cooking at age 15 professionally. And the thrill of getting into the kitchen, it's I'm an athlete, so it blended right in with sports and, you know, seeing your accomplishments happen right there on a plate, always on your feet, working hard, adrenaline, the rush when the service comes, the satisfaction of knowing that you're part of a great restaurant, putting out great food, and hearing the feedback from the guests instantaneously, or getting a write-up or some kind of recognition. So the ideas of being an architect really went away fast. I still love that idea, and I love art, and I love getting a pencil.
Well, you
in
can
my hand,
bring that when you're designing the restaurant. Did you did that come into play when you were designing Kima?
You know what? It did. Actually, I sort of helped Dad long distance with Blue Point back in the day. And then with Kima, but more so with the five restaurants after Kima. So the four down in Florida and Bistro Nico. So I did finally get to get behind an architect and work with one, whether it was the kitchen design or the dining room design. So, yes.
Now, what pushed you finally to write a cookbook?
I was after my dad to do a book. I think a Bucket Life Restaurant Group book, a Pano, as in my father, book would be a huge hit. And with all his restaurants, imagine the top five recipes from each restaurant in a book with a story of why he created it, how he created it. I think it would be a phenomenal book.
It needs to be a coffee table book.
And he, he was just, you know, no time for that. You know, he's all about business. He's all about, you know, getting right into, you know, the pots and pans and service. And so Kima, you know, and this book started to become my project that I would show him, hey, we can do a book and let's get to yours after. So we'll see. I would still love to do it. And this one, however, is fantastic, and also the kind of book that you could put on your coffee table, but it has real recipes that you can make at home, and we made sure of that.
Well, in Greek cooking, I feel like Americans are starting to adopt this way of eating more so than Italian, French, the heavier way of eating and going a little more healthy. And hasn't the Greek way of eating been named the way that humans should eat?
Absolutely. Well, it's the Mediterranean diet.
The Mediterranean diet, yes.
So, you know, when we say Mediterranean diet, yes, it could include southern France. It can include Italian. But the focus of what is the Mediterranean diet truly is the foods of Greece. And that is a country that will eat red meat once a month, will eat chicken once a week, and will eat fish twice a week. And the rest is all vegetables and beautiful organic, you know, produce and just going from there, grains. And it's a beautiful diet. And so when you follow it, you have tons of energy. You feel great. Nothing slows you down. You maintain your weight. And, you know, it's just a vibrant way of eating. And Greece has some of the oldest citizens in the world that live past 100 years old.
And they look fabulous. So they're doing something right.
Yeah, true.
Well, tell us about the Greek wines, because I don't think they get as much praise and notoriety as they need to, because everyone goes to the Italian wines or the Sonoma Napa Valley wines.
Yeah, so the best part about this cookbook is I incorporated my cousin, Sophia Pepera, who...
Keep it in the family.
That's right, keep it in the family. She just so happens to be the foremost Greek expert in the world. And she educates restaurateurs, sommeliers in North America, which means our country and Canada, about Greek wines.
Wow.
And she doesn't get paid on commission to sell. She's not a salesperson. She just gets paid to educate. And so we put a section in the cookbook, and it explores the fantastic grapes of Greece that have been making wines for 4,000 years old, for 4,000 years, and paired it with every single recipe.
Wow.
So if you like the recipe and you want to know what Greek wine to go with it, we gave you the grape.
Okay.
That makes it a little bit easier for you to find that wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it further, and we give you our favorite wineries from that grape. So we've all had Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, so on and so forth. We know what those taste like. Right. Sometimes we can be bored with that.
I'm very bored with that.
Yeah, so why not try something new? And the Greek grapes that are the most popular, and the white one would be the Assyrtiko, which is a beautiful grape that makes an acidic wine that goes with all kinds of mezze, little appetizers, or an Aioritiko, which is similar to like a Pinot Noir, which goes with some seafood or some lighter style meat courses.
Excellent. We're speaking with Pano, Chef Pano with Kima, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some surprises that are coming up in the restaurant and with his cookbook we're going to share with you. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're in the studio with Chef Pano Karatsas. And he's the author of Modern Greek Cooking. It is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful book. It could go on the coffee table, Chef.
Thank you.
So when is the launch of the book?
So Modern Greek Cooking launches on September 12th. And for people who have done their pre-orders, they'll start receiving their books immediately. The restaurants of Bucket Life Restaurant Group in Atlanta and South Florida will also have the books on hand. And of course, I'll be signing books for the rest of my life at Kima as long as I'll be there.
That is going to be wonderful. Now, are these recipes in the book that are everyday meals, or are these special occasion type meals?
The majority of the book is everyday meals. Recipes like a quinoa salad that you can make either the recipe amount or double it and triple it and have it around for 4 or 5 days, or the bean stews, or the chicken, or the lamb. These are all the recipes are sort of what you would have if you want to plan and cook and have some dinner on the table.
And we all want to eat healthier, so let's follow the Mediterranean diet, and we're going to make it easy for you because we're giving you the keys to do that with the Modern Greek Cooking with Chef Pano. So I want to thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
And what is that website once again?
ChefPano.com, and you can get the cookbook, Modern Greek Cooking, on the site.
I am going to be signing up for that now. Thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.